Florence Kelly, 1905. Freeing the Children from Toil. Tonight, while we sleep, several thousand little girls will be working in textile mills all the night through, in the deafening noise of the spindles and looms, spinning and weaving cotton and woolen, silks and ribbons for us to buy. If the mothers and teachers in Georgia could vote, would the Georgian legislature have refused at every session for the last 3 years to stop the work in the mills of children under 12 years of age? Would the New Jersey legislature have passed that shameful repeal bill, enabling girls 14 years to work all night, if the mothers in New Jersey were enfranchised? Until the mothers in the great industrial states are enfranchised, we shall none of us be able to free our consciences from participation in this great evil. No one in this room tonight can feel free from such participation. The children make our shoes in the shoe factories. They knit our stockings, our knitted underwear in the knitting factories. They spin and weave our cotton underwear in the cotton mills. Under the sweating system, tiny children make artificial flowers and neckwear for us to buy. They carry bundles of garments from the factories to the tenements, little beasts of burden, robbed of school life, that they may work for us. We do not wish this. We prefer to have our work done by men and women. But we are almost powerless. Not wholly powerless, however, are citizens who enjoy the right of petition. For myself, I shall use this power in every possible way until the right to the ballot is granted, and then I shall continue to use both. What can we do to free our consciences? There is one line of action by which we can do much. We can enlist the working men on behalf of our enfranchisement just in proportion as we strive with them to free the children. No labor organization in this country ever fails to respond to an appeal for help in the freeing of the children. For the sake of the children, for the republic in which these children will vote after we are dead, and for the sake of our cause, we shall enlist the working men voters with us in this task of freeing the children from toil.